The Russian Ministry of Defense says this destroyed building was a Ukrainian weapons factory in the southwest outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. Moscow says the plant made anti-aircraft and anti-ship missiles. People living nearby say they heard at least three large explosions early Friday morning.
We parked the car and the two rockets hit at 1 a.m. I did not realize that there are two rockets coming in. But when I went out afterwards, I waited indoors for some time, fearing more shelling. We saw the third one coming. It damaged the car, tore out the tires, hit the windows and walls. People suffered too. The walls fell out.
The attack came hours after Russia said its Black Sea Fleet flagship, the Moskva, had sunk while being towed back to port after a fire caused an explosion on board. The Ukrainian military said it was responsible, having targeted the vessel with Ukrainian-made Neptune missiles. People gathered at a memorial ceremony for the ship in the port city of Sevastopol in Russian-annexed Crimea. The Moskva was the largest Russian naval vessel to have sunk in action since World War II.
Even for those who have not been there, Moskva was a symbol for everyone, symbol of our power, our hope, the revival of the fleet in the 90s. It is a symbol of engineering and scientific achievements, force of our arms.
The Ukrainian army says it repelled Russian army advances on at least two towns in the east of the country. Russia has redirected its forces from Kyiv in an effort to seize more territory in the Donbass region. Volunteers help Ukrainian soldiers pack food to be distributed to some of the many thousands of people fleeing or those still living in the worst affected areas.
I stay here because it's my home, and we help people delivering food, chemistry, and our town just destroying. Voice not good. I don't know what to say. Okay. I want to move.
This drone footage shows destroyed residential buildings in Mariupol. The besieged port city on the Azov Sea has suffered 7 weeks of bombardment by Russian forces and pro-Russian separatists. Repeated attempts at securing humanitarian corridors to rescue thousands of people trapped inside have failed. The mayor of the city estimates thousands of civilians may have been killed in the fighting. Ukraine's Ministry of Defense says Russia has for the first time used long-range bombers to attack the city.
Russian occupants keep carrying out aerial strikes on Mariupol. They use long-range bombers. The enemy's land forces are trying to capture the seaport.
The strike on what the Russian Defense Ministry describes as a weapons factory on the outskirts of Kyiv is the first major strike by Russian forces on a target around the capital city since Russian forces left the area more than 2 weeks ago. Major military operations now, for the time being, have moved east, where there are increasing reports of an effort by the Russian military to close in around the strategically important city of Slavyansk. The UN says that more than 4.7 million people have fled the fighting, and with no indication of any de-escalation, that number is expected to rise. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.